Welcome to the Casual Thoughts podcast. For better experience, please use headphones.
Let's get it party started. Let's get it party started. Let's get it party started. Ooh, yeah. Yo, yo, what's up? What it do? What's good? How you guys doing? I hope you all had a good day. I hope your week has been fun. Well, my mind has been stressful, tiring, you know. Just somehow hectic, you know. All with these salad preparation and everything. So on that note, on today's episode, we're just talking about salah. You know, we're talking about the Eid al-Fitr, as the Muslims call it. You know, we have the small salah and then we have the big salah. Yes, this is the big salah. So that your Muslim friend that told you that previous salah was not the one they kill ram, I hope you've booked ahead of, you understand. This one is for ram, meat, camel, sheep, anything killable. Well, not like killable. You know, in Islam, we have some halal food and we have some haram. So halal in this sense that those foods that are accepted Islamically, you understand? And the haram are those ones that are forbidden for the Muslims to eat. So yeah, anything killable in an halal way, yeah, you can just kill that, you understand? If you can be able to afford to kill ram, then go with goats. And if not, then, you know, like whatever it is you can afford to kill. So yes, if you have that Muslim friend, just, you know, book ahead, you understand? You know, everybody will be booking on meat and stuff. You should see, yeah. So, before talking about the meat and all, what is the first thing that comes to your mind whenever you hear the word liya? So let me give you a short history, you understand? Let me tell you how we all come about the Eid al-Fitr and the Eid al-Hudha. So Eid al-Fitr in this sense is used to commemorate the end of the month of Ramadan. You understand? That month, that 30 days long fast that a Muslim tends to do, yeah, that's the Eid al-Fitr. And at the end, you know, you just get to show your appreciation, just, you know, just appreciating God's work in your life, you understand? But this Eid al-Fitr was actually brought about to honor Prophet Ibrahim's willingness to sacrifice his son when God told him to, you understand? You know, the Prophet is a messenger of God, so God was like, I will need to test this guy. What's up? You don't kill your son for me. You know, like, sacrifice your son just to show how worthy I am to you. You know, that kind of thing. And without no complaint or anything, he went ahead to do that. So I'm guessing there, God sent a ram. You know, like, just, you know, I don't know how God's work, but we all know his omnipresence and all. But the ram was there, and, you know, it was like, you should use that instead of a son. You know, what God was just trying to test was his faith. You know, his willingness to submit himself to whatever it is he wants of him, you understand? And he did that. So it's just like a test. And that was perfect. He passed it. So for the fact that he passed it, and, you know, God felt overwhelmed that, okay, so this messenger of mine can do this, you know, willingly. You know, we are humans, and there's this thing about us, like, we have independent mindset. I can tell you to do something now, but you do something different, you understand? So we tend to do that to God too. Look at you here. I'm talking about you. You probably find yourself in a difficult situation. You remember God then. But eventually when he has answered you, what do you do again? You tend to go back to forgetting him, like, I'll come back to you when I have another problem. You know, that kind of thing. But what can I say? Well, all humans, you know, we tend to do crazy things like that. So don't let me digress. Now, talking about Prophet Ibrahim, you know, God realized from my own perspective, that guy is badass, honestly. I mean, just think of it now, 21st century, how would someone tell me, kill your son for me? I'll just look at you like, you're a shit, boy. But you know, like, his level of faith and the fact that he could do that without any complaint. So, this Eid al-Fitr is actually used to honor him, you know, honor his acts of submission. And that's what brought about this, you understand? So, let's leave the history apart. When you hear Ilea, what comes to your mind? Like, what comes to your mind? Like, I'm Ilea. Me, whenever I hear Ilea, the thing that comes to my mind is, guy, meat all true. And the funny thing is, I actually don't eat meat. I don't like eating meat. But during that Ilea, you know, I just get the zeal to chew on this and chew on that. And, you know, just chewing on anything. And, yeah, inviting friends around, going out to meet some friends. I'm also up now. Now, get me. Smart taste your meat too. You know, that kind of thing. You know, you tend to test out different meats, like, okay, you might feed this guy meat. Come on, your meat's a little too soft, dude. You know, crazy things like that. But you know, that's the thing, that's the spirit of festivity, that's the spirit of Ileya. And the Ileya is actually coined from a Yoruba word, like going home. You know, you've been working year in, year round, and the festive season is when you tend to go home, you know, just to felicitate with your family and friends and all. So like, going home, Ileya. And whenever you hear the word Ileya, ram killing, playing music, having fun, wearing new clothes, just dripping and saucing around, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, so that's like what comes to my mind whenever I heard what Ileya, like, how more you go vibe all through, you go cruise all through, hang out with friends, you know, just have fun and be positive kind of thing. Yeah, you tend to have laughters, golden laughters here and there, and yeah, the sound of joy, the sound of God. So for real, I don't want you guys missing out, honestly. You know, you have that Muslim friend, you have that Muslim neighbor. Greet them early morning tomorrow. It's just as if you're trying to mark attendance. Remember I greeted you this morning? My meat too. You know that kind of thing. You know, the meat is actually killed. What am I even saying? The goat, cow, ram, camel, anything is killed and divided into three portions. You understand? One is for your neighbors and friends. One portion is for the family. And the last one is for the needy, you know, the less privileged, the people who weren't able to, you understand, to kill theirs. So normally the Eid al-Adha is celebrated just for 3 days. And within that 3 days, the meat should have been, you understand, should have been hurt off, should have been, how should I say, the meat should have been taken for vanishing, you understand. You know, if it's getting more than 3 days, then I don't know, there's this Islamic thing about it. But today we're not going deep into the facts. I'm just vibing and cruising. Honestly, the spirit of festivity is in me already. You know, the anticipation of eating meat. Oh, don't mind me, Jerry. And also, whichever one of you wants meat from me, feel free to drop a message and I'll mail it to you. Small now. Okay, okay, gone. It's plenty on the side. So, lots of meat, lots of vibe. And in the spirit of Ileya, in the spirit of festivity, please do feel free to give me a tip. I'm not too small for salam money now. Give me a tip and, you know, use the link on my bio. Use shukran.com/CR/Ayolawal. It's on my bio and, you know, you can just click on it and show some love and support. And show some Ileya spirit. Show some festivity spirit. And I hope you guys have a very, very great festive period. I hope you all have a very great festive season. And yeah, I've got something coming on Monday. I've got a special edition coming up on Monday. You know, Monday is commemorating the 2 months of successful podcast run. So I've got something nice and short for you guys. Just stay tuned and stay up to date. Have a good day. Take good care of yourself. Have some fun. Have some laughs. And smile. You know, stay positive. Smell good too. What's the year? And don't forget to check out my Instagram at the Casual Thursdays Podcast, at Twitter at casual_with_higher. Have a good day. Take care of yourself. I'm Higher Lawan. Vibes are inshallah. Vibes are inshallah.